The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. While some people were speaking about how the temple was adorned with costly stones and votive offerings, Jesus said, "All that you see here, the days will come when there will not be left a stone upon another stone that will not be thrown down." Then they asked him, "Teacher, when will this happen? And what sign will there be when all things are about to happen?" He answered, "See that you not be deceived, for many will come in my name, saying, 'I am he,' and 'the time has come.' Do not follow them. When you hear of wars and insurrections, do not be terrified, for such things must happen first, but it will not immediately be the end." Then he said to them, "Nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. There will be powerful earthquakes, famines, and plagues from place to place, and awesome sights and mighty signs will come from the sky." The Gospel of the Lord. Now, the school year starts in August. The calendar year starts in January. And our church year starts in Advent, believe it or not. It's the beginning of our church year. And Advent starts on Sunday. And that means, right now, we are at the very end of the year as far as the church is concerned. And when you get to the very end of the year, you start hearing strange, mysterious, apocalyptic readings like the ones you just heard. Let me explain to them to you real briefly, okay? Real briefly. Strange readings. First reading, book of the prophet Daniel, Old Testament. Daniel's speaking to the Jewish people and he says, in the future, there's going to be four kingdoms. They will all fall down. And then one kingdom will come that will last forever. Is there a kingdom that lasts forever and ever and ever? Yes, there is. Kingdom of God in Jesus Christ. And it happened. Okay? Gospel. Jesus in Jerusalem. And in Jerusalem, there was a building called the Temple. Hopefully you know about it. Enormous, enormous stone building. Huge limestone blocks weighing 16, 20 tons each. The walls covered with gold. Really impressive building. Everybody's standing there in the Temple. They're looking up at the amazing walls covered in gold. Jesus turns to the people and he says, "You see this building here? Let me tell you something. In the future, the whole thing's going to be knocked down, not one stone left upon another." And it happened. Right now, you go to Jerusalem, no temple, the whole thing got knocked down. And the reason why you hear readings like these at the end of the year is to send you a message, a real important message, and you don't hear it very often. Whether you like it or not, this whole world and everything in it is passing away. And whether you like it or not, your life and everything in it is passing away. And what's the value of knowing that? Three things. To hang on to what matters, to let go of what doesn't, and most importantly, to learn the difference between the two. Hang on to what matters in life. Let go of what doesn't, and learn the difference between the two. I had an Irish great-grandmother, a very wise lady. If you ever went complaining to Nana about anything, brother said something mean, sister said something mean, stubbed your toe on the furniture. You ever went complaining to Nana about anything, she'd say to you, "Honey child, this earth ain't heaven." That was her wisdom. This earth ain't heaven. You want to know what? It's all passing away. Stuff falls apart. Things go wrong. People say mean things. Don't get yourself out of whack. Sometimes God lets stuff fall apart Because the only way we will ever discover what matters, and he's the one that matters, and knowing him is what matters, and finding him is what matters. Sometimes it's for you. Sometimes it's for somebody else through you. Can I tell you the story of our saint for the day? Saint Catherine of Alexandria, amazing lady. She lived in the ancient Roman Empire. And they say that Catherine of Alexandria was so beautiful, so talented, and most importantly, so smart that everybody wanted to marry Catherine of Alexandria. In fact, she was so impressive that the Emperor of Rome wanted to marry Catherine of Alexandria. And he went up to Catherine of Alexandria and he said, "You can be the Empress of all Rome and you can marry me if only you'll let go of that pesky little faith in Jesus Christ that you have. Just let that go." And Catherine said, "Excuse me?" And the Emperor said, "Did you hear me? You can marry me if you just let go of your faith." And Catherine says, "I got a better idea. How about you let go of your paganism, get baptized as a Christian, then maybe you can marry me." Emperor didn't like that very much. So we had Catherine imprisoned, tortured, and killed. Not a nice guy. But word about what happened to Catherine of Alexandria spread all across the world, and people said whatever she believed in must have been pretty darned important for her to put up with all that. And people all across the world came to believe in Jesus Christ because of her. She knew what mattered, and she knew what didn't. It's a little lesson for us. You know, Thanksgiving break, I know you're about to start Thanksgiving break in approximately 15 minutes, right? Because you only have a half day. It can be a hard break. Spending a lot of time with family can be a hard time. People will say things and they'll hurt your feelings and things will go wrong and tears will be shed. Just remember somebody once told you, hold on to what matters. Let go of what doesn't. And for goodness sakes, know the difference. Let's ask for the prayers of the saints to help give us that wisdom, shall we? St. Catherine of Alexandria, pray for us.